The New York State Legislature is seemingly back to business as usual, with majority parties holding planning meetings and the new session set to begin right after the holidays. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, there has been little public discussion about the corruption crisis that led to the two most powerful men in the legislature both being on trial in federal court this month.
It's almost as though they are taking place in two parallel worlds. In federal court in Manhattan, former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Leader Dean Skelos are both on trial for corruption. In Albany, the major parties in each house are holding meetings and planning strategy for the upcoming session and 2016 election year. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie spoke to reporters just before entering the closed-door meeting.
We haven't been together since the end of June, so it's just some of the discussion about some of the things that may have happened between June and now.
Hastie says his members are talking about raising the minimum wage and whether to revise new rules for teacher evaluations. Hastie's counterpart, Senate Leader John Flanagan, meeting in Albany 1 week earlier, said his Senate colleagues are discussing traditional Republican subjects.
Tax cuts, government spending, education.
But one thing they are not talking about, at least not publicly, is corruption, the ongoing investigations and legal proceedings, and whether Albany needs to change. Speaker Hastie was asked by reporters whether the legislature will be looking at reforms.
I'm just not sure, and I ask you guys these questions. What do you think legislatively we could do that would respond to what either Sheldon Silver or Dean Skelos is on trial for?
Two government reform leaders, Susan Lerner of Common Cause and Barbara Bartoletti of the League of Women Voters, say they have plenty of suggestions. In fact, they sent Hastie a letter on November 11th outlining several proposals following a press conference. They pondered that perhaps it got lost in the mail.
We're very sorry that apparently the speaker hasn't yet read our letter, but we'd be happy to meet with him and go over our suggestions with him.
They say lawmakers can act immediately to close a loophole in campaign donation laws. It allows donors to skirt contribution limits by forming multiple limited liability companies. Bartoletti says donors and lawmakers use the LLCs to disguise the fact that the money all comes from essentially one donor.
In the beginning of the next session, the first thing they could do, which we've been harping at for, 30 years maybe, is close the LLC loophole in campaign finance reform, which is a central part of both of these trials.
LLC donations factor heavily into the cases against both former legislative leaders. Lerner says the groups also have varying proposals on limiting lawmakers' outside income to a small percentage of their total government salaries.
We're all in agreement that we need to reform legislative compensation, and there needs to be some sort of limitation on outside income, which is what we are learning so much about in these two fascinating but deeply upsetting trials that are going on simultaneously.
Both Silver and Skelos are accused of misusing their elected positions to earn millions of dollars in income from their other jobs, where they granted political favors to their outside employers. Speaker Hastie did go on to say that the legislature, as part of the budget, enacted greater disclosure of lawmakers' outside income. He says he wants to see how that works first.
At this point, we're at having more disclosure, and I think we should see where that goes. If it gets to the point of no outside income, I don't think we're there yet. I don't think the Senate is there. But I just think you need to clearly disclose your sources of outside income, and there should be no conflict of interest.
Speaker Hastie and Senate Leader Flanagan have both voluntarily given up earning any other income other than their government jobs. Bartoletti and Lerner say that's a start, but they say it's not enough for lawmakers to police themselves. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.